Today's Friday, November 30th, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Hey, I'm glad you made it to this Friday, and I'm glad you're here with us today. Luke 24, 46 through 48, that's your life word. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of these things. So we come to the last day of November, and our last day-by-day edition of the highlights of the book written by Dr. Luke. I hope you've enjoyed this journey, because I sure have. As many times as I've read this book of the Bible, I believe I learned more about Jesus this time than any other trip some I've taken in this book. The Bible's inexhaustible in his treasure, and our Savior, he's just so wonderful. I want you to know his life can never be contained in just one book of the Bible. But man, I've enjoyed this journey through Luke. So Jesus has just risen from the dead, and now he's appearing to his disciples one last time before he leaves to go back to live with his Father. And in true Jesus style, he's teaching. He's making disciples all the way up to his final moments before he goes home. It's like in his last minutes on the earth, he decides to wrap this part of the Jesus adventure up in a tight package for the disciples to understand. And then he gives them his final ministry instructions. The Bible says he opens their minds to understand scriptures. And then he said, yes, it was written long ago that the Messiah would suffer and die and rise from the dead on the third day. It was also written that this message would be proclaimed in the authority of his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. This is the message. There is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. And you guys, you're witnesses of these things. It's almost as if Jesus was saying, guys, this is what this whole 3.5 years was about. And I want you to understand how this all lines up with the Bible and what it predicted in the Old Testament about me. And then he finishes by telling them, this message of salvation will be proclaimed in the authority of his name to all the nations. And this is what I want you to tell them. There's forgiveness of sin for all who repent. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is where you, your church, and Life Word come into play. You know, the Great Commission was given by Jesus to the local church, to your church and to my church. Take the name of Jesus to all the nations of the world. And Life Word is a tool that you and your church can use to help fulfill that Great Commission. We're on a quest to begin broadcasting God's invitation to salvation way beyond our present 43 languages. Those 43 languages, they do represent 2 billion people of the world, about a fourth of the world's population. But our goal is to be able to make the name of Jesus famous in at least 200 languages in the next 5 to 10 years, to billions of more people, to the ends of the earth. So thank you for letting us be part of your Great Commission strategy. And please pray, will you? Pray for us, and we'll be praying for you. From the Life Word team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages to 121 countries and to a potential audience of one-fourth of the world, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.